This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is our pleasure to have Joseph Grabowski with us. Joseph is Communications Director for the National Organization for Marriage, or NOM, in Washington, D.C. Joseph is with us today to talk about the 2014 National March for Marriage, scheduled for June 19th in Washington. We will be talking about this event, why it is so important, and how you can get involved and help spread the word. Joseph, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're delighted to have you. Now, the first ever National March for Marriage was held in 2013 with a significant turnout in Washington. Tell us about that event and about the 2014 March for Marriage. What's the purpose and what do you hope to achieve?
Well, in 2013, as we looked forward to the hearings of the cases of Perry versus Hollingsworth and the U.S. versus Windsor, which were the two cases challenging California's Proposition 8 and the Defense of Marriage Act at the federal level, we decided that with a lot of the pundits talking about this as being a potential Roe v. Wade type decision for marriage type case, we were really inspired by the example of the March for Life, which is sort of the response to that famous decision, Roe versus Wade in 1973, that has, of course, made such an impact on our culture, and it brings hundreds of thousands of people to D.C. every year on the anniversary of the decision. So we wanted to do that on the day of the hearing, and that's what we did. On March 26th of last year, we gathered at the National Mall, several thousand strong, and really just stood up in solidarity to show that, to try to speak to the court that there are still countless Americans throughout the land who still value and treasure the definition of marriage as the union of one man and one woman, and they did not want the court to take their votes, their voices away from them with regard to that. Now, fortunately, in our opinion, those decisions that were handed down eventually last June were not the Roe v. Wade of marriage. We still have a fighting chance in the courts because the court declined to find a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. And indeed, they affirmed the fact that the states do have the right to make their determinations about marriage for themselves. Unfortunately, since then, we haven't seen local judges and federal district judges responding to that decision with a sound reading of what Justice Kennedy wrote in his decision. And so we're going back on the anniversary or near the anniversary of those decisions being handed down, and we're gathering again on June 19th in front of the Capitol to send the same message to the court that millions of Americans in dozens of states have gone to the polls and voiced their opinion that marriage is the union of a man and a woman, and by the court's own logic, those decisions should be upheld and respected. Because that is the right of citizens to have a voice in this most crucial matter, which is really such a basic institution in our society. We can't leave it to, you know, politicians and the courts to decide that matter for us.
Well, I completely agree, and I couldn't say it any better than you did, how important this event is, how important it is for us to stand up for traditional natural marriage and make sure that our voices are heard and that our elected officials take note and consider, especially as the citizens, through the act of voting, have added the definition of marriage as the union of one man and one woman to their state constitutions. Now, in addition to the National Organization for Marriage, a number of other national groups and organizations are helping to promote and sponsor the March for Marriage. Joseph, if you would, tell us a little bit about these other groups that are involved.
Well, really, our goal is to found as wide a coalition as we can around this event. And so we have gathered together really a respectable list of co-sponsors, and there's more coming in by the day. These are well-known organizations such as the Heritage Foundation, the Family Research Council, Manhattan Declaration, our good friends, the Coalition of African American Pastors, Marriage Unique for a Reason, which is the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Initiative for the Protection and Defense of Marriage, Alliance Defending Freedom, and several others. So these well-known groups are coming together because this is a value that all of our supporters and members support so crucially, and we recognize that it is a public policy matter. It's not a matter of private religion or private opinions. It is a good for society that we uphold and sustain marriage as the union of one man and one woman.
Joseph, in light of the escalating attacks on the definition of marriage across the United States, would you say that we need a national march for marriage now more than ever before? And if so, why?
I would absolutely say that. And I think the reason why I would offer is something that should hit home very much to the citizens of North Carolina who went to the polls as recently as 2012 to decide this matter and did so with an overwhelming majority favoring marriage being defined as the union of a man and a woman. That vote, that voice, that opportunity that was given to those voters has the chance of being stolen away by a radical judge who decides that the will of one man can override the will of the people of a given state. And the stakes are just simply too high for us to sit back and watch what the courts are going to do. We need to stand up in the public square, show that we're not afraid to speak out on this issue, and also show what diversity and how broad and wide the support is for traditional marriage. That's why we're trying to bring together as many organizations and as many great speakers as we can to the Capitol grounds on the 19th to show the court that this is not a dead issue. This is still a live public debate, and we don't want the court to make the same mistake that the court made in Roe v. Wade in 1973, which was rule, legislate from the bench, and put an end to a very active public debate with disastrous social consequences over the ensuing generations.
Well, and it seems that the implications of the issues before the courts and what will, as we fully expect, will ultimately make its way up to the United States Supreme Court on this issue of marriage, the implications are far broader than that. Also, the implications with respect to religious freedom, because once marriage is stricken as we have known it in law and in our culture for thousands of years, religious freedom will certainly be next to go. And so the implications are significant. Is there really a broader agenda? Are there other issues and values that participants in the March for Marriage will be standing for as well?
Well, really, one of our main points and one of our main slogans for the march is that kids deserve a mom and a dad. And that I think, best encapsulates the reason that people take the time to do what we do and to stand up for marriage day after day and to fight this fight, because once you legislate in law that marriage is a genderless institution, once you redefine it, that trickles down into every quarter of society. It trickles down into the way people are able to do business if they're Christian business owners. It trickles down to what's going to be taught in our schools to our children. We don't think society can afford to communicate the message to the next generation that moms and dads are insignificant and interchangeable. You can replace that with parent one and parent two. We believe that men and women, the two complementary halves of humanity, in the beautiful arrangement reflected in the marital act, that this is the only union that produces naturally, of its own accord, new life for a new generation. We believe that those men and women also bring different strengths and different roles to the parenting enterprise. We believe moms and dads are important and essential, and we want to show how many Americans still agree with that fundamental and really common sense value that moms and dads are special and that every child deserves that unique love that they get from their own mother and their own father.
Now, what about, Joseph, I know, and I hope a lot of our listeners will decide that, hey, this is something that they want to participate in. It's extremely important, and they want to join with all of these other individuals and groups in Washington, D.C. on June 19th. But if they are unable to attend, is there a way that they can participate in the March for Marriage from their town, where they may be, if they're not able to get to Washington, D.C.?
There certainly is, and we're promoting something called the Virtual March for Marriage. And what that entails is, first of all, to tune in on the web and watch the speeches from the Capitol. We're going to have some kind of live streaming out there so that people will either simultaneously with the rally or shortly thereafter be able to tune in and hear the great remarks that our speakers are making. We're very excited that a featured speaker at the march will be Governor Mike Huckabee. So really, those speeches are not to be missed. But in addition to doing that, we're encouraging people to take our logo. They can shop online for March for Marriage gear like T-shirts and signs and organize their own rally if they're unable to make it and have it in a church basement or have it in front of their own local city hall if they're able to do that or visit their own local federal representative's local office and lobby for marriage on that day. and send pictures into our website so that we can show not only are we gathering thousands and thousands of people together in our nation's capital for this great event, but there's also people joining us remotely who can't be there all across the country because this is a national concern. It's not DC politics. This is the grassroots that are coming together to support traditional marriage on this day.
Well, great. And for those that do attend in Washington, will there be opportunities for them and information to help them go speak with their elected representatives about this issue and also other activities that they can participate in?
Absolutely. Right after the march itself, we're having the march program, which lasts from 11 a.m. To 1 p.m. at the Capitol grounds, followed by a march to the Supreme Court. And after the march disbands in front of the Supreme Court, we're providing an opportunity for people to participate in the first ever National Marriage Lobby Day. And if they visit our website, which is marriagemarch.org, they'll find information about that. They can sign up and we'll set up the meetings. We'll have people there to guide them to the appropriate meeting places and the offices. They'll be given talking points and questions to ask of their elected representatives. So absolutely, it's an opportunity for people to come and to speak truth to power in a very unique way that they might not have otherwise.
Excellent. Well, what kind of turnout are you expecting? Hopefully it's going to be enormous, and we want to do everything that we can to encourage folks across our state and across the nation to participate. But what is your hope and desire as far as the turnout for this event?
Well, really, our hope and desire is come one, come all. You know, I would be a weatherman if I was trying to predict that far in the future and what's going to come out, because of course there's so many extenuating circumstances, and we know it's difficult for people to get their buses together and to come in the middle of the summer for a day like this. But we're encouraging people to really make the commitment and to prioritize it, because it is so worthwhile and so important to do so. So at this point, we don't really have a realistic expectation of what the numbers will be, but we know that it will be a growth upon last year, and people can check out our website and see photos of last year's march. And I think the numbers that turned out last year surprised everyone, so we're expecting to be pleasantly surprised even more so again this year.
Well, one way that people can ensure that a great crowd of like-minded folks are there is to simply go and participate, be a part of it, and participate in the March for Marriage. So we certainly want folks to do that. Joseph, what are some ways that our listeners can help spread the word about the upcoming March for Marriage and get involved in encouraging others to participate as well?
That's a great question. On our website, again, if you go to marriagemarch.org, there's a tab called Participate. And if you click that, there are all kinds of downloadable resources, flyers that people can hand out or hang in their church or give out at a meeting of a group that they're associated with. We have options there that they can change their profile picture on Facebook or on Twitter or in their email. So all kinds of things like that to help us spread the word. We're also publishing a video next week, which we really want to go viral. It's kind of a trailer, if you will, for the March for Marriage, and it should really get people excited, get their hearts pumping, and get them interested. So we ask people to sign up at marriagemarch.org and to wait for our news updates, and when they get that update about that video, share it like crazy on social media so that we can get as many people informed about this event as possible.
Great. Well, Joseph, unfortunately, we're just about out of time, but let me repeat that website for our listeners. Again, that's marriagemarch.org. Again, marriagemarch.org. And I just want to encourage everyone out there to visit the website, reserve that day on your calendar to get up to DC and participate. Do everything that you can to encourage your family members, friends, church, and others to engage in this as well. It certainly is the most important issue that we could be dealing with in our culture today, and we just want to really implore everyone to participate in the March for Marriage. Well, Joseph Grabowski, thank you so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters and for your work with the National Organization for Marriage and your efforts in preparation for the 2014 March for Marriage, which again is scheduled for June 19th in Washington, D.C. Joseph, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-919-919. 800-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.